Hey listeners, welcome to another episode of Jake of All Trades, the podcast show focused on helping millennials make smart choices with their money. I'm your host, Jake Rivas, and every 2 weeks, I'm interviewing guests and giving my two cents on their unique financial situations. Together, we talk about all those real financial obstacles that many of us encounter and some ways to get past them. So, it is one of my favorite times of the year. We are approaching Christmas time, holidays full of joy, people shopping, shiny lights, Christmas sweaters, ugly Christmas sweater parties. There's just so much good about the holidays that I can't even stand it. So what I like to think of is 'tis the season to be jolly. Or if you are unfortunate enough to be a victim of a phishing scam this year, 'tis the season to be naughty. So today's episode, called Bad Santa, we're talking about all those bad Santas out there who are trying to get into your personal business and ruin your Christmas for you. So our first guest for the episode today is an expert in the area of phishing scams. We have Andy Moon here with us, and he is going to talk to us about some common phishing scams that we should be aware of, from his perspective, and a couple of other things to keep in mind. So we're going to take a break from some of the financial planning topics that we have been talking about in the past, because this is an area that's really important, especially for this time of year, as all of us are online shopping and passing around our credit card information wherever it goes in the cloud universe. So this is beyond my scope of expertise, so I have brought an expert with me. So Andy, welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So if you could just provide like a brief history of your work to set the tone for this.
Perfect. I got my MBA and my law degree at the same time, and I had a focus more on business than law. And then when I got out, I started practicing law, and I've been practicing law for 13 years now. I've had the opportunity to work on many different types of legal matters, and one of those is consumer rights and consumer protection.
Wonderful. So we're talking about protecting our consumers here. What have you seen are the most popular types of scams?
Right now, probably the most popular and most successful scam that I've seen this year has been the Airbnb scams. I've seen it done in two different ways. One of those ways is you'll try to book your dream vacation on Airbnb. For some reason, it gets booked before you click, yes, I want to accept this fabulous trip. And then you get a call or an email from the person that has that property. They'll send you another link to another property that they have. It'll appear to be an Airbnb site, but it's not actually a property at all. I've also seen it where they just simply send you an email, say, send me your credit card information, I'll book another one. I don't run it through Airbnb because I don't want to pay the fee on it. I've got thin margins on it, but it's a beautiful property. They'll send you pictures, but it's actually not a property at all. You get there and it doesn't exist. The best way to prevent that one is just make sure you're booking through Airbnb. They can do things with their email, or I'm sorry, their URL, where it'll say airbnb.com or something like that, and it's not the official site. You can always reach out to Airbnb and confirm the property is an official Airbnb site as well. The best thing to do is just search for those properties directly on Airbnb site instead of accepting an email from these people. Another one that I actually had come up this year, and it's not going to be popular right now, but it'll be another 2-3 months before we see it again, is the IRS scams. I had a client last year come to me, and his wife received a call that they were going to come arrest her and take her to jail because she hadn't paid her taxes. She called the husband at work and said, should I give him my credit card information? Number one, I don't think the IRS takes credit card payments. but number two, they'll never call you. You'll always get something in the mail, something official. But if you've paid your taxes, you have nothing to worry about. Look into it further. Always look up the IRS's information and contact them directly. Do not contact them from the communication you receive or the phone number that's given to you over the phone. And it seems like it's one that you wouldn't fall for. It seems so unreal that somebody would fall for that. But I've met quite a few people that have fallen for the scam or gone further down the road than they should have with the scam before they realized it was a scam.
And that could be, in my opinion, maybe a fear mentality, right? Because if someone's threatening to do something to you, that can motivate some people to do things that maybe they
absolutely
aren't a common sense type of thing.
Well, and the, you know, the big thing now around the holidays is if you get that call and you have a chance of going to jail and you're not with your family for the holidays, it creates even more fear. So people need to understand, you know, the work that you do, the work that I do, is to calm that fear, to take that fear away and help them. So if you have a question, call an attorney. You know, call Jake. He'll help you. Right?
Thanks for the plug. So what other scams have you seen that are pretty common?
Two that are kind of popping up right now is social media offers and fake emails. You know, a lot of times you'll see an advertised link. A lot of times it's a genuine product. It's a genuine company that's out there. But it's very easy to run Facebook ads. They're not monitored heavily. So you can have somebody out there that's selling something that's never going to be fulfilled. It's always small dollars, something under $50. So a lot of people don't follow up when they don't receive the product. And it doesn't seem like a scam. It may end up being a company that's just not, they're unable to fulfill what they're selling. And they get way out in front of themselves with the Facebook advertising. The other one's a little more sinister. These are fake emails that come in and they'll say, we're had a problem with your order, and it'll look like it's from an official retailer, normally Best Buy, Kohl's, somebody like that. And, you know, you'll also see them from American Express, MasterCard, Visa, where it says, we're having a problem with your card, contact this number. That's a traditional phishing scam. That's probably something that people will see more frequently. Now, if you don't have American Express, you're not going to fall for it. But a lot of people do have American Expresses. If you didn't shop at Walmart recently, if you don't shop at Walmart at all, you're not going to fall for it. But there's a lot of people that shop at Walmart. They won't admit it, but they shop at Walmart, right? So the issue is when you get those, you've got to really think, did I ask for this? Did I ask to receive this information? A lot of times, once again, it's an email that looks very close to the official, the retailer. But it's not the official retailer. You know, one other scam that people need to be very aware of during the holiday season is fake charity offerings. And we see that more now with Hurricane Harvey, the things that we saw in Houston recently. So this is probably more near and dear to everybody's heart. But fake charities pop up. A lot of GoFundMe pages. And you don't know where those funds are going. Some of it is not tax deductible, even if you can prove you gave it to them. Give it to a qualified charity. Don't just give to every single thing that you see. And from a economical perspective, we all want to give. We all want to be charitable. But from an economical perspective, it's hard to track all your charitable giving if you're just giving onesie twosie here and there. You don't know where it's going. It's better to give a big gift at the end of the year to one particular charity that's really close to your heart. You know, and I'm not going to promote one charity over another, but I do like the charities that do more towards the actual goal versus paying their salaries to their executives. So, you know, you can make a conscious decision on how you want to do that, but make sure there's going to be a tax deductible transaction when you do it.
Okay. So that's a great segue. We're here at the holiday time. And obviously these scams can happen at any time, but do you in your profession see a rise in these types of scams during the holiday season?
I think that as an attorney, I see them year round. I don't feel like I see an uptick at the holiday season. I think you see a lot more news articles about it, a lot more media coverage, because someone just got taken for all of their presents and they're not going to have a Christmas for the Whoville. So, you know, it's one of those situations where year round I'm seeing it. You know, I see them just as many cases this month as I'll see in June. It's not something I see. Now, there has been some empirical data that I've seen that there is a rise in false calls and things like that. And I think there's probably an increased push potentially, but until I see an actual study that shows how many people were taken by scams and how many scams are perpetrated. I think it just becomes a little more magnified around the Christmas time because everybody's focusing on it.
Right. So, you know, jolly Saint Nick hangs around at Christmas time, but bad Santa, he's hanging out all year round.
That's
so
right.
We got to be vigilant, obviously, but what else can consumers do to protect themselves?
You know, the one thing that a lot of my friends don't do, a lot of attorneys and colleagues of mine don't do, is we don't follow our own advice. But the advice I would give everyone is pay attention to your bank accounts, pay attention to your credit cards. Everything's available online. You can see all the activity. You can set alerts. That's one of the best things you can do. Sometimes it's annoying to get 4 million text messages when you bought a $3.80 cupcake, but you know, to get that alert and know that you spent that money is a good thing. I have mine set a little higher, so I don't get that many alerts if it really bothers you. But one of the things that we've seen a lot lately is the scams, the phishing scams in particular, will do small charges, you know, anything between $5 and $25. And you don't notice that on your account unless you're vigilant and watching your account.
Okay, so that's a great tip, and that's actually something that I do too, is set those notification limits with your bank, because then I'm familiar with any significant purchases that are happening in my account. So that's a great way to do it. But what if you don't have that set up, you didn't follow your advice, and you fall victim to one of these? What should you do?
Well, the first thing you can do is lock your credit down. I do that before I call the authorities, quite honestly, because you're the best defense. I mean, that's essentially the gun in your house is going to help you before the cop gets there, right? So you take care of yourself first, and then you call the authorities and alert them. Recently, there was a skimmer put on a device. You know, I'm sure y'all know what skimmer is, but it was put on one of the pumps at a Valero station here in mm-hmm. town. And they caught it really quick. They notified everybody in a couple zip code radius and alerted them to check their bank accounts and make sure. They even told the pump number and things like that. But the first thing you do in that situation, just go lock down your credit. You go check your own credit. Then if you have a problem, you let the authorities know so that they can start tracking it down and try to stop it from happening. A lot of these scams are going to be fly by night. They're going to disappear and never be caught. So if you don't alert somebody, they can't stop them. You can use the U.S. Postal Service actually has a service. Most people in San Antonio now have lock boxes, you know, community lock boxes, but several communities still have mailboxes at your house. So if you don't have a lock on your mailbox, you can actually get a service from the Postal Service where they'll send you a scan of all your mail you're receiving that day. So when you get home, you can identify whether or not your mail that you're expecting has come. If there's something important coming, you can go home at lunch and try to get your mail that way. But always, I would say, you know, if you've fallen victim, those are things you're going to start setting up. You know, and I want to know what mail is coming in, because you don't want somebody to get your information. Then they start sending pre-approved credit card notices to your house. They go pull them out of your mailbox. They fill them out, send them in. It seems like it can't happen to you, but until it does, you'll come back and listen to this and go, dang it, I should have done some of those things. But going back to, you know, what you really should do if you get in a bad spot and you feel like you're a victim. If it's a small charge, $20, $25, up to $50, probably consider yourselves lucky. Spend time on the positive things in your life. Move forward. Protect your money the right way. And just chalk it up to a learning experience. Mm-hmm. If it's a sizable amount, it's going to affect your family. It's going to affect you. Try to get restitution through the authorities, and then potentially seek an attorney to see what they can do. I can tell you, very few people have I been able to get their money back, but I can only stop it from happening. I can help other people mm-hmm. and at least get the authorities to do something. The problem is, it may be 5 or 6 years before you get your money back. But definitely if it's a small amount, you're going to waste a lot of time. And I would tell people, don't chase things down on principle. Let the authorities take care of it and walk away from it.
Got it.
And then protect yourself, obviously, so that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Well, Andy, that's been extremely informative. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me again.
All right, so our next guest on the show, we are lucky to have Brian Dillard with Delta Risk. And Brian, welcome. Thank you so much for being on the show. And you're going to talk to us about some cybersecurity threats that we need to be aware of.
Absolutely.
So first, let's start with, what's your history, your background?
So originally from San Antonio, but I went into the military for about 10 years. I did cyber that entire time, and Air Force got a little serious about their cybersecurity while I was in. So I fell into that that genre, that industry. When I got out, I worked in the government for a few years and realized there was more money in the private sector. So I ventured into oil and gas for about 9 months in Houston. And I found my current company here in San Antonio, and I've been there for 3 years, and I love it. Yeah, it's a great industry to be in right now, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. So the episode today that we're talking about scams, phishing scams, cybersecurity threats, and the environment that we live in now. It seems like that's happening every time you turn around. And especially here, we're in the holiday season, and so people are extra cautious about, you know, spreading their credit card money around and all that kind of stuff. So tell us, kind of, what scams have you seen that are popular?
A lot of the scams that are popular are going to be off of kind of links on websites, especially in social media nowadays. I think a little over half of the scams that are put in, like, imposter websites on the shopping sites and everything, they're clicked on through social media, which is really interesting. It used to be that email was kind of a main source for that kind of stuff, but everybody's on Facebook nowadays, including your mother and your grandmother. So, you know,
right,
they're going to be susceptible to that in that way. It's a lot quicker and easier for scammers to do it that way, too.
Yeah. And so do you see a rise in that during the holiday season, or do you kind of see that year round?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is year round, but holiday seasons makes it a lot easier for the scammers to get away with it. You know, credit card companies aren't too happy about it, and they'll be happy to refund the consumer their money, but the scammer gets to keep whatever they get. So,
right,
it's a lot easier to get away with it, and a lot more people, you know, clicking buttons left and right.
Right. So tell me about a little bit about how you guys work and prevent some of those things from happening.
Absolutely. So right now, we actually just started up a monitoring service about a year ago. And what it is we monitor companies' networks, not individual networks or personal networks, but company networks. We'll sit on the tap, which is outside of the network and inside of the network, and we just watch the traffic come in and out. And we have tools we use that kind of gauge on signatures, and what the signatures of traffic coming in, we can detect when something bad's coming in or something bad is going out. So usually with situations like this, if there's a consumer that's shopping at work or something, we can see exfil data going to a bad site, exfiltration of data going to a bad site, and that pings us, and we let the company know. For individual consumers, it's a little more tough because, you know, obviously they're on their home network or
right,
on a Starbucks network. You're not on a Starbucks network, but yeah.
Buying stuff on the Starbucks network. Yeah. Interesting. So from a business side of things, we've talked about consumer and the way that consumers are being impacted, but on a business level, what are you seeing?
Business level is usually, we usually have to contribute it to user error. A lot of times, and it's funny because we're in 2017 going on 2018, and one of our biggest issues is weak passwords.
Really?
Yeah. And especially on business networks that aren't very secure, like they don't have encrypted traffic going out to certain websites. So there's a website called, well, I won't name the website, but there's a website out there that a lot of people visit. And they log into it, not noticing that there is no HTTPS in the URL. So it's just HTTP. That S stands for secure. So oftentimes when people log into those websites and we're monitoring the network, we see the login info like clear text. So we see their username and their password. What's funny is, we have to ask, like, how often do you have like a different password for every login? It's usually the same password.
Yeah, I'm
so
guilty
if I
of
see
that.
Somebody logging into this particular website and I get their password, I pretty much have access to the entire business network. So it's usually like little stuff like that, small user error things that just aren't really mandated on a business level that should be. And we try to encourage our organizations and our businesses to get serious about that nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So what are some things that, let's say that you, a business or a consumer finds themselves the victim of one of these scams, mm-hmm. or they've done what you said, it's a total user error. What do you do?
You know, response is the name of the game nowadays. You're going to get exploited. If you're a business and you're doing digital transactions, you're going to get exploited at some point. So really, it's a matter of make sure you have backups, because nowadays ransomware is a big thing. You know, it's pretty easy for me to get on your network. And when I get on your network, I can lock down all of your data and then make you pay me in order to unlock it. So unless you want to pay me and hope I give it back to you, or hope I don't, and if it's proprietary information, hope I don't expose you. I hope you have backups. So we encourage all of our users to have backups. All our companies have backups. That's really the biggest thing about response, is that factor. And being able to kind of shut down your network when you need to. I mean, if somebody's on your network, you want to be able to disconnect right away, you know, because they can do a lot of damage very quickly.
Interesting. Well, now that we're all scared, I think that from the perspective of not necessarily fear. Obviously, we want to have fear as a motivating factor to help people realize the significance. But how do you see we see a rise in people using apps like Venmo, anything really, especially around the holidays when they're buying and selling. Is it still safe to use that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it's safe. I mean, a lot of these, I would make sure that you research any brand that you're going through. So if you're using Cash App or Venmo or, you know, Amazon or some off-brand shopping site, research it. Like, just do a quick Google search and, you know, see if there's any scam reports on these things, or, you know, if there's been any breaches on any apps. Now, that's not to say that, you know, you're totally safe. Like, everybody's going to get exploited at some point. Mm-hmm. Your information's already out there. I mean, I did military for 10 years. I had a TS clearance, and OPM, Office of Personnel Management, got breached, you know, a decade ago. Mm-hmm. So all of our background information, all the investigation information is out there on some Chinese hacker's database.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on a government level, and that's supposed to be the most secure, right? So you're going to get exploited at some point, but it's a matter of reduce the amount of exploitation that is possible. So for instance, when you're shopping online, we encourage a lot of people to use a credit card rather than a debit card. It's very important because credit card companies set up to where there's lower liability for the consumer, in which is not the case for a debit card. You know, you're going directly to the bank. So the banks are often not very happy about having to give you $200 rather than Discover will give you $200 pretty quick.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Well, Brian, thank you so much. This has been very helpful for everyone. So thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, listeners, so just to recap from our two guests, they both touched on a lot of different topics regarding cybersecurity threats, scams, phishing scams. But what I distilled down from what they both said, point number one being be vigilant with your online transactions and online purchases. Make sure that you set alerts on your bank account. So I do this personally. I set alerts for certain dollar amounts of transactions that happen in my bank account so that I get a text message and I know I did do that or I didn't. The other thing is using credit cards when you're making online purchases, because the liability is lower than if you put your debit card online, because that's a direct link to your bank account. So trying to avoid that by using a credit card. And then watch your websites, which websites you're visiting. Make sure that they are legitimate websites when you're visiting them and putting in personal information. So that wraps up this episode of Jake of All Trades. Be sure to catch me on social media at Jake's Two Cents. Visit my website, jakes2cents.com. And check out my blog, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And remember, you are the expert of your own life. And that's my two cents. I'm going to say, Christmas Eve is coming. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Fixed insurance products and services offered through CES Insurance Agency. Actual performance and results will vary. These interviews do not constitute a recommendation as to the suitability of any investment for any person or persons having circumstances similar to those portrayed. Consult a financial advisor regarding your specific circumstances. Your pack, your queen.